Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ultimate Texas Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Conradical. I've got Suit Steve here, my good buddy, and Fireball Bill.
Hey, guys.
We got Ryan here.
Ryan Chastain.
How are you?
Right. Yeah, we're going to be talking some good stuff about military veterans and lots of other great things. Stay with us.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ultimate Texas Podcast. I'm Suit Steve. This is Chris Conradical. We got Fireball Bill.
Fireball.
And then our guest of the hour, this is Ryan Chastain. Ryan, welcome to the Ultimate Texas Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Man, yeah. Tell us a little bit about you. I know you're a veteran, right?
Yes, sir. So just a little bit about me. I'm actually a Houstonian.
Awesome.
I grew up here in Houston on the south side and then ended up moved out to Katy.
Oh, okay. We're neighbors.
Yeah, we're actually right. Very close.
Yes, I'm still on the south side.
So I graduated from Katy High
School. Like a little bit south in the south side.
Really?
Friendswood. So
Friendswood?
It's not so south side.
I don't think
we don't care about your background.
Well, tell me more. We're in Friendswood.
Well, I have Chris here. I'm on.
No, that was...
We're very interrupting.
That's good. It's good. No, it's like Pasadena, Dickinson, League City, and down in NASA.
Yeah.
So those are just all up and down on the south side. Yeah. You know, grew up going to Galveston and all that great stuff. Graduated from Katy High School.
Okay.
2003. Joined the Army actually when I was a senior.
Army guy.
Yes, sir.
It is awesome.
Much to my mom's dismay. All right. Even though our entire family has been in the military.
Yeah. It's like hard to tell your mom, I'm going to the Army. I'm sure she was a little
didn't
freaked
like
out.
That.
Yeah, didn't like
what
that.
What was your MOS? Would you
so
do?
I was 11 Bravo.
Okay.
So I was an infantryman.
So I'm assuming you did your basic at Fort Benning?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So yes, sir. I did my basic at now Fort Moore.
Okay.
At Fort Benning and did OSIT. Immediately following that, I went over to Fort Bragg. Oh, well, airborne school.
Okay.
And then I went to Fort Bragg. Actually ended up in a really interesting unit called the 511th Parachute Infantry Regiment. We were a one platoon, one company, one regiment testing unit. We worked on the LOSAT program for about a year, which the best way to describe that is it's a Humvee with 9-foot kinetic energy missiles on top of it.
Kinetic energy missiles.
Yep. What exactly? Tell us about a kinetic energy missile. What does that mean?
It's like a railgun or something? Or
so essentially, it's a giant sabot round.
Wow.
It goes about 1,000 miles a second, or 1,000 meters a second. I'm sorry, 1,000 meters a second, and it has a 65-pound tungsten rod in the front of it, and it can punch through just about anything.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And so we were testing and working on that. We got to the very end of that thing, and the Army decided they didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
As normal. Things happen. So we got disbanded, and I ended up over in the 82nd and then immediately deployed.
So where did you deploy to?
Iraq. Three separate times.
Okay.
What year was that?
05, 06, 07, 08, 09.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it.
Huge.
Yeah. Is that Fallujah time? Is that the...
Some of it was during Fallujah time, yes. Okay. I was in mostly around Baghdad from 05 to 06, and then I was up in Tikrit and then did the big surge in Bakuba in 07, and then 08, 09, we were back north of Baghdad, just north of Sadr City, dealing with their mess.
Yep.
So.
Gotcha. So then after all of that, then you ETS'd, you got out?
No, sir. I just kind of moved on. Continued to once that I actually got really fortunate, did and went to the 173rd.
Okay.
I did drill. I was a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
And then went over to Italy and lived there for 3.5 years as a platoon sergeant, and that was the greatest time ever.
Where in Italy were you at?
Vicenza.
Okay.
Italy boy.
So
there.
This is an Italy guy.
Nice.
Yeah. 25 years. Yeah. Milan area is where I primarily are. Yeah. So
up in Veneto and all that.
Yeah, so we always go out to Veneto and all around. We do oil and gas stuff is my world, so it's not as cool as your world or whatever.
Oh, no.
But
it's probably better.
it's a great area. Just if you could take a little bit of a break, you go up to the mountains right there. Mm-hmm. You're close to the Alps and Dolomites. Fantastic area.
Absolutely. I think Verona was my favorite place in Italy.
Yeah. Every time we go, because I think Verona, for example, is just... everybody goes to Rome or goes to Florence, great places, but Verona is just awesome. It's small. Yes. You got the amphitheater there. Mm-hmm. You've got the wine region. You got Valpolicella wine. You can go up into the mountains. You can go all around. You can jump over to Bergamo pretty easily and have the walled city. I'm going to do that in a couple weeks. It's awesome. So
they're no, absolutely. And it's just they. And when were the last time you was there? You were there.
4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like they dug up even more of the Roman fortification. So it's just like levels of history, and you get all of it.
Right.
All the way up, and it's just it's the only one that has it, and it's amazing. Yeah. And the people are great.
Yeah. We talk a lot about perspective. We just had a great conversation with Jim Hodges up here. But, it's, you know, he had a difficult time in Vietnam and other things. You might have heard some of that. And you've had a difficult time in Iraq. And you can see that balance, you know, the great things about Verona and the history that goes on there. I mean, there's just – it's all about those things.
I think, you know, we've talked about this before. It's come up in podcasts, it's come up in conversations, is the connections that kind of this shop has to
our universe.
You know, between the things that you do, your family history, the connections in Texas, and then, but it's also about handmade items and the things that we do. The fabrics that I use for the suits that I make, they come from Italy for the most part.
Absolutely.
Italy or England. Kind of that handcrafted process of doing things well and the time it takes that you put into that those things that you're making by hand, kind of that stems from
and
Italy
all,
as well.
It's right. All interrelated. Craft. Again, I mean, the reason why that area is so amazing, right, is that it was the hub of between the Germanic, the French, and the Italian empires in the north part of Italy. So they used to make the steel armored plates for the knights and things like that. And so they perfected, you know, the water running off the Alps, the hammering of the forges. So the steel industry has been very strong there for my industry, which is oil and gas, and the war machines of World War II, making tanks between Italy and Germany and all that, military bases. So these connections, trying to draw a correlation of that, of the military bases and why I was there as well, is you know, kind of the same thing, but it's the center of the universe, which draws.
Well, we talk about that. That this is the center of the universe.
Well, I mean, we're in Texas,
It is.
Anyway, you were in Italy.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was.
This is what we do here, man.
Rabbit trail.
30 minutes later.
So, and then I ended up in Maryland, in Frederick, Maryland, for about 2 years, and then we moved to El Paso. We were there for 3.5 years, and then I got a position in San Antonio at UTSA as the SMSI there, and we just decided it was time. It's time to be done. I met my previous boss, my current boss, David Dougherty, which is my boss currently at the foundation. He was my sergeant major in the 173rd, and I moved to San Antonio. He's like, hey, you ready? You ready to get out? You ready to have some fun? And took me hunting a couple times, you know, dangled that carrot in front of my face. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I had two kids in high school. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to move anymore. I'm done. Let's get out. So I went ahead and retired. And last December 1st was my first day officially as a civilian. And started working with David back in September, and I've been working with him ever since.
That's amazing. And David is a really good man. We enjoy working with
David
him.
Dougherty very well.
Absolutely.
And he's fun.
He really is. So you're in good company for sure.
Well, that's awesome. Yes. So you joined up with the Warrior Support Foundation.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about Military Warrior Support Foundation.
So
what
we
do.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry.
No.
I cut you off there.
No. You're good.
Kind of a we are a national nonprofit. I like to call us the most unknown national nonprofit, just because we don't advertise. So we keep a 4% overhead, and we serve three separate communities. We serve combat wounded veterans, which a lot of them with Purple Hearts. We serve combat veterans, and then we serve Gold Star families. And we have four separate programs that do that. The first is the Skills for Life, which is, you know, Dave and I are mainly a part of, and y'all have been kind of a part of that for the most part. We serve all three of those groups, and we facilitate peer-to-peer mentorship through hunting, fishing, and golfing. So we get to take them on excursions that normally they would never be able to afford. As we all know, here in Texas, hunting is expensive. Mm-hmm. Trying to find the land to go do that, and then the animals. And so we're able to take them out there and hunt things that they would never, ever get to do, and then teach them valuable skills through that process, as well as the time they have together to work through the experiences they've had together in combat.
So important.
We give away mortgage-free homes.
Huge.
Yes.
Wow.
And we're a pretty big partner with George Strait, and we usually give homes away. Actually, you came to one of our
concerts. Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
What'd you think?
That was a wonderful opportunity. We had a wonderful time, great people. We got to meet a lot of the veterans, and it was a very humbling experience. It was amazing.
And we appreciate you coming as well. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, needless to say. And then, so we give away mortgage-free homes, and then we give away cars. Now, we're not just giving away homes and cars. Really, that's to facilitate them getting into our mentorship programs. Sure. When they receive a home, they don't receive the deed. They have to be in our program for 3 years to get their deed, in which basically they go through all kinds of classes and mentorship programs on how to, a mentorship program on how to deal with finances and get themselves going and how to deal with the different obstacles in life. And then with cars, it's a one-year program.
Because I'm assuming that a lot of these guys that are in those situations that are in need of that, maybe they made some not so good choices in the past, or they really struggled to make good choices financially, and so they need that training kind of what you're saying. Yeah,
and it's just helping a lot of, you know, from the experiences they've had, hard times for themselves, and then just giving them some reprieve.
Yeah.
Giving them some reprieve, because we all know that owning a house is very expensive.
Sure.
Or and they come out of the military and may not go into something that they're making good money doing. And so we want to be able to help them out as much as humanly possible, and get them to where they need to be. Now, that's also kind of segue into our fourth program, which is Leadership for Life. So we do a couple times a year, we have a program where they come in and they go through a year-long program of a leadership class. And we teach them basically how can they use their skills in the military out in the real world. Because, you know, like, what was your MOS when you were in?
I was a 91 Charlie. So 91 Whiskey Mike 6. So Bravo. I was a medic, combat medic. And then I went through nursing school at Fort Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. That whole deal.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I was military medic.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't familiar to me, the MOS there, because it's 68 Whiskey for us.
When I was in, it was 91 Charlie. And
he's older than
me.
No way.
It was 91 Charlie, and then shortly after I got out,
it was
91 Whiskey and with a Mike 6 identifier, and then they changed it to 68. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So. Okay, it's funny how that goes.
I don't even know why. I think that's one of the main MOS.
No idea what they're talking about here.
Yeah,
I know.
We adore you guys.
Chris, how's that bourbon over there?
No, it's good stuff. But so I understand.
It's funny because they've changed all the numbers for everything else except for infantry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always 11.
11 Bravo.
11. 11. 11.
11. 11 Bravo. Yep.
So. Anyway, man, I got off track.
It's all good. Okay. What happens?
I think we're all off track.
So what are we doing now? I mean, where are we at? What are you trying to what's the next evolution of your organization and things?
So right now, we're just continuing to try to grow a little bit.
Yeah. Same thing. You're just trying to get more out there, get the word out there.
Yes, get the word out there. We really need heroes to come and join our programs.
Well, talked about what you had alluded to a while ago, and we talked about a little bit about the George Strait thing.
Yes, sir.
So how does that work? What is that all about?
So with that, essentially what happens is they come in and they apply for a program. They can do it all. It has to be done all online. And the reason it has to be done online, once they come into our system, we ask them for documents because we're going to vet them. We're not just going to give you something on your word. You're going to give us your documents and prove who you are, who you say you are. And once that happens, then we kind of align a person with an asset, if it's going to be a house or a car, or we align them with the program for Skills for Life and get them on the calendar to go hunting with us. But like you were saying with the homes or with the cars, once we get the home, we get it renovated, we get somebody willing to come in and basically sponsor the home.
Is it Wells Fargo?
Well, the banks give us the home.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And then they will usually give us grants to help with renovation. And then we will also, because as you know, renovating houses, I mean, it's expensive. It's very expensive these days. And we don't want them going into a home that is not prepared for them. We want them to just go turnkey home as soon as they get in there. Also to be able to meet any ADA needs that they might have, which is extremely important. And so we usually, you know, we'll get sponsorships. And so somebody will sponsor a home for between $35,000 and $50,000, and we'll finish the home out. And then once that happens for the key turnover, which is what you saw,
sure.
It could be at any major event. So we go to George Strait concerts. We do them at bowl games for college football. It just depends on what's available at the time. And then we'll invite the people that are getting the keys, and if they're willing to come and do it, we come and do it.
I don't mean this lightly. It's a life changing experience to see that happen and meet the couple.
No, it's great.
You know, it tears thinking about it, because it's just a sweet couple that got it.
Yes.
This time, and I'm sure they all are. It was just amazing. And then we got to sit down and eat Mexican food with them and break bread and get to know them and talk to them. And it was a huge event, and it was actually life changing for me, able to see that and see the it's well deserving at the end of the day.
Yes, yeah. And they're very appreciative.
That's very humbling.
How was the drover, by the way?
It was
that
great.
First night.
Yes, it was wonderful. The Drover Hotel in Fort Worth.
Oh, I've heard of
absolutely
it.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we went and had...
That's the only
had
fort you've been in, right?
We had... say what? What?
That's the only fort that you've been to, right?
We had a wonderful dinner there. Sat with the chef, came over and worked with us and prepared our meal. It was absolutely incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. I planned that. I was like, I hope this is going to be good.
Oh,
otherwise, David's going to kill me.
It was wonderful.
Good. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
We did.
Yeah, so we try to do a lot of these kind of, you know, from a Republic Boot Company standpoint, a lot of these charity events, and producer Tiffany's here as well. She helps us out with the his and her packages where we can donate, you know, all the proceeds for that to create these opportunities for things like yourself and many other things. So it's, it's humbling from our aspect. I mean, what you're just talking about there is like makes me want to cry as well, because it's like really you're doing some incredible things for people that are in desperate need for that.
Well, right? And a lot of times we get asked for donations and different things, and we do a lot of things. But to be able to actually get to interact with the individuals that are the recipients, mm-hmm. is day and night difference than blindly doing something, which we know we hope and we pray that it's good. It's good, but. Seeing what we did with these guys was really amazing, and we want to do other things in the future.
Absolutely,
we really do, and so we just need to see what works best for everybody.
And we absolutely appreciate your support. It's if you haven't seen their boots, you got to see them, because they are like one of the most popular items that generally go at our auctions, and we appreciate everything you do with us, because I mean we couldn't do it without y'all. We couldn't do it without everybody that supported us, because it takes a lot to be able to do what needs to be done for our nation's heroes. And Gold Star families, and we just wouldn't be able to do it.
Outstanding.
Later. What we got here? What is this?
What is this?
Oh, this is actually one of our coins from this last year. So if you can see it here, this is
watching. So a lot of this is audio with folks, but if you go on our YouTube channel, you can kind of check out some of the cool stuff that we have here from a video feed. You can see this beautiful blue suit and this weird dude over here. I'm just kidding.
Wait, he's awesome. Oh, I thought you were talking about him.
No, you. This one.
Hey, I'm a ginger.
It
is what it is.
Check this out.
It's the House of Weird.
Tell us about this.
So this is our coin from this last year, and we did it commemorating. On the backside, you'll see Wars Change, Heroes Don't, of course. And that's a Huey. So we were commemorating some of the Vietnam veterans this time and this year. We do a different coin every single year. And, of course, what we do, we're serving the heroes who served for us with our programs. So if you want to check us out, at the bottom you can see our website, militarywarriors.org.
So is that how we find you? Is that the best way to find you? Is the website? Are we? Are you guys on Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
We're on all social media platforms. But yes, the best way to find us is on our actual website.
All right, real quick, what's coming up next?
Oh yes,
how can anybody come and see and help and donate, and how do we do this?
Absolutely. So the best way to donate is to go online to our website, and you can donate directly to us from there. When you do that, you will receive your in kind for any tax deductions. But we have two big events coming up, actually. We have one that's happening in McCoy, Texas, just south of San Antonio. It's going to be a clay shoot. And then we're going to have a big lunch. And then Bubba Strait's coming to play as well.
Bubba Strait?
That's going to be on April 20th. And then we have one here in Folsom, Texas, just down the road from where I graduated from high school, in Katy High School in 2003. At the Brazos River Sportsman's Club, Patriot shoot on the Brazos. It's going to be May 6th. We'll have the clay shoot in the morning, and in the evening we'll all get together in Anthony's Market Grill, have a wonderful dinner, and have an auction, and then Bubba would be playing there as well.
Hey, man.
Can't get enough of Bubba.
Right? That's right. He played at my house in college, College Station, Texas.
There. Really?
Yeah. Wow. We're all Aggies together. And I have a Longhorn boot, which is super ironic.
I was about to say,
like, irony. I know.
I saw your ring, and then you pulled that out.
I'm like,
did you piss off producer Tiffany? It's
burning my hand as I touch it. But we support all kinds, especially Texans. I wouldn't grab an LSU boot, maybe, but I'm just kidding. LSU boot. I know. So this is a great boot. This is an alligator bias cut boot. And we can have a logo on the front of this. And then, of course, we call this the collar of the boot, which kind of ties the boot together along with the pull strap and the piping that goes around it. So, gorgeous boot overall. But the back is even better.
And there we go.
There we go.
You redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
That's the most important.
On the back, we got some Astros.
Yeah.
So, doing some great stuff.
Initials on the pole there.
Initials on the pole.
Nice. But at the end of the day, it's all Texas.
That's right.
It is Texas.
That's right. It is Texas.
Made right here in Houston, Texas at Republic Boot Company. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
Want to do these?
Yeah. Shot. Yes. Here it is.
We got to do it for what you've been doing for us here, man. And
appreciate it.
For the veterans that you support as well.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Ryan. Cheers, guys. Take care, guys.